ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. ולרני בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת שלח לך אנשים. And we see right at the beginning that Moshe Rabbeinu, he sends the 12 meraglim to go check out Eretz Israel. And it says here in the beginning, שלח לך אנשים ויתורו את ארץ כנען. Rashi is bothered, why does it say שלח לך אנשים? שלח אנשים ויתורו את ארץ כנען, what's לך? He should send for you. So Rashi said, לך, לדעתך. אני, איני מצווה לך. אם תרצה, שלח. I'm not commanding you to send מרגלים to check out Eretz Israel. It's up to you. If you want to send them, you can send them. You have permission to send them, but there's no mitzvah. It's up to you. Do whatever you want. חאורה, all this conversation doesn't make sense. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, do whatever you want. It sounds a little bit strange. Moshe Rabbeinu is asking הקדוש ברוך הוא, should I send them? I shouldn't send them. And הקדוש ברוך הוא, it's up to you. Do whatever you want, Moshe Rabbeinu. חאורה, it's a little bit hard. And what does he mean here? שלח לך אנשים. Rashi said, לדעתך. What's לדעתך? According to you. According to you, you could send. He didn't tell him here, שלח לך לרצונך. חאורה, it fits better to write, שלח לך לרצונך. It's an option. You have your option. Do whatever you want to do. But he said, לדעתך, it sounds like according to you. You could send them, but still there's no mitzvah. And the whole onion, what's going on here in the parasha, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did not prevent Moshe from sending them raglim. Is sending them raglim something good or something bad? If it was something good, how come we see that something bad came out of it? And if it's a bad idea to go check out the land, if Kadosh Baruch Hu already promised us, ואומר עליכם מעונים ישראל לארץ זבת חלב ודבש, לארץ טובה ורחבה, לארץ זבת חלב ודבש, so what's the point of sending them רגלים? So if it was a bad idea, how come Kadosh Baruch Hu did not tell Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not a good idea, don't send them? How are all this, what's going on over here, do we have to understand by Ezrat Shem? And what does Rashi mean, לדעתך? So I saw in Farshim they explained that you see there's a Rashi before said שלח לך אנשים. Rashi writes למה נסמכה פרשת המרגלים לפרשת מרים. You see right at the end of last week's parasha was the story with מרים הנביאה. She spoke לשון הרע about Moshe Rabbeinu, her and her brother Aharon. Both of them they spoke ותדבר מרים ואהרון במשה. The Mefarshim explain over there, both of them they spoke bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, but Miriam was the main player over there, therefore the Pasuk writes her before Aharon. But the bear Miriam and Aharon by Moshe, but also Aharon spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever Miriam spoke, Aharon also spoke. And same way Miriam got punished over there, she got Sara'at. Also Aharon HaKohen was punished, he also got Sara'at. Like the Pasuk says, ויפן אהרון אל מרים והנה מצורעת. The Gemara explains, what does ויפן אהרון אל מרים? לאחר שפנה מצרעתו הוא, after he took care of his own צרעת, then he went to see that his sister מרים also got צרעת. That means אהרון was also punished. That's what the parasha of last week ends up with that story. And here right away, the עניין of the מרגלים. What's the connection? Is there any connection between Miriam and the Meraglim? Rashi said, hey, there is a big connection. לפי שלקתה מרים על עסקית בה שדברה באחיה, ורשעים הללו ראו ולא לקחו מוסר. אני קוץ here מדרש תנחומה. He said, the Meraglim, they should have learned not to speak לשון הרע about Eretz Israel after they came back. What they said? Eretz אוכלת יושביה היא, וכל העם אשר ראינו בתוכה אנשי מדות. לא נוכל לעלות אל העם כי חזק הוא ממנו. They spoke bad about Eretz Israel. So how dare you are to speak לשון הרע if you just saw what happened with מרים הנביאה. מרים הנביאה, even though she was big צדקת and she was נביאה, she was a prophet, but still she got punished because she spoke about משה רבנו. You, even though you're all צדיקים in the beginning, the Rashi calls them here, said ורשעים הללו ראו ולא לקחו מוסר. He calls them רשעים, but the different Rashi later on, he tells us, he said, כולם אנשים, ראשי בני ישראל המה, they were all אנשים, אין אנשים שבמקרא, אלא לשון חשיבות. They were all צדיקים. And Rashi says, באותה שעה צדיקים היו, yeah. And here Rashi is telling us about their end showed that they spoke bad about Eretz Israel, so he calls them רשעים על שם העתיד. But really, in that moment, they were tzaddikim. So it's still your tzaddikim. You should have learned from Miriam and Nibia. How come you did not learn from Miriam and Nibia? Therefore, they were also punished, and all of them, they died in the Midbar, like Mita Mishuna, like you see later on. That's what Rashi is telling us here. The Farshim, they ask on Rashi, said, Chaura, what kind of Kal Vachomer is this? Miriam, she got punished. Why? Because she spoke Lashon Hara on whom? She spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Rabban Shel Kol Israel. He was the chief rabbi. He was the Adon Kol Nevi'im. He was Madu Alo Yiretem Ledeber Be'Abdi B'Moshe. He was the biggest Nabi ever. So because they spoke bad about Gadol Shebe Nevi'im, they were punished. But here, the Meraglim, they spoke bad about whom? There's no one, only about the land. So they spoke bad about piece of earth, about Afar Va'Efer. If they spoke Lashon Hara about Afar Va'Efer, they were supposed to learn Kal Vachomer from Miriam Nebi'ah. So Miriam Nebi'ah, she spoke bad about Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore she was punished. But they spoke only Lashon Hara about Eretz Israel. How could they learn the Kal from the Hamur? Usually, if you want to learn one from different, you learn the Hamur from the Kal. If there's something which is not so hamur, you see how punished, what's the punishment for it. Something which is more hamur, there is bigger punishment. But here, Rashi is learning exactly the opposite, how what's going on. Very so, the Farshim explain that we have a Gemara, famous Gemara, in Masechet Hulin. The Gemara tells us here, Daf Petet Amud Alef. אמר להם הקדוש ברוך הוא לישראל, השם was telling עם ישראל, חושקני בכם. I love you, my nation, עם ישראל. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he chose us. Why he chose us? Because see what happened here. שאפילו בשעה שאני משפיע עליכם גדולה, אתם ממעטים את עצמכם לפני. Even at the time that I give you גדולה, and I make you חשוב people, I make you're in high position, you still anavim. You're still very humble. How did he learn this? He said, "Natati gedula li Abraham." I gave all the gedula for Abraham Abinu, and what did he said? "Amar lefanav ve'anochi afar ve'efer." Who am I? I'm like a dust. I'm like the earth. Who am I? So he has midat anava. Even though I give him hashibut, he's still holding midat anava. "Natati gedula li Moshe ve'Aharon." Amru ve'nachnu ma? Who are we? Nothing. נתתי גדולה לדוד, אמר ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש, חרפת אדם ובזוי עם. דוד המלך, he gave him all the גדולה, he made him king, דוד מלך ישראל חי וקיים. What did he say about himself, דוד המלך? ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש. Who am I? Like a worm, like a small creature. So you see, עם ישראל, I give them all the גדולה, and they're still humble. However, אמות העולם, אבל עובדי כוכבים אינן כן. נתתי גדולה לנמרוד, אמר, הבא נבנה לנו עיר. לפרעו, אמר, מי אדוני שישמע בקולו? לסנחריב, אמר, מי בכל אלוהי הארצות? לנבוכדנצר, אמר, עלי על במות עב, דמי לעליון. לחירם מלך צור, אמר, משה ואלוהים ישבתי בלב ימים. I said, take a look, all the מלכים of אמות העולם, I made them מלכים, and right away, once they became מלכים, דיר גאווה, jump, zoomed all the way up. That, now you tell me, shouldn't I love Am Israel, not Umot Aulam? That's what I see from here. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Am Israel, because of Muddat Anava. Let's hear what the Gemara is telling us. I saw here Maran Ahida, he told us in Petah Hainaim on this Gemara, he said, why the Gemara picked only these three or four tzaddikim? נתתי גדולה לאברהם, אני סד ואנוכי עפר ואפר. משה ואהרון, אנחנו מה? דוד ואנוכי תולעת. Why the Gemara picked only these three groups? He says here, אפשר לפרש, דידוע דטעם אסור הגאווה, היינו משום דאין משתמשין בשרביתו של מלך. תכתיב, אדוני מלך גאות לבש. So he said, the reason why the Torah prohibited us from having גאווה, person you shouldn't have ga'ava, why not? Because the ga'ava belongs only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Pastor said, Adonai Malach Yehut Lavesh. Any person who wants to have ga'ava, as if he's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, please get up from Kisei Kabod, let me sit up there. I want to sit there. I said, why? Because you want to have ga'ava, I also want to have ga'ava. So therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu, he hates those who have Gaava, Kadosh Baruch Hu hates them. That's the reason why the Torah pushed us away from the Gaava. V'hashta, now he said, Abraham Abinu dehekna shamayim va'aretz v'hodiya elahuto ba'olam v'amru hazal b'medrash. After Abraham Abinu, he taught everyone on earth about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told them there is creator. He told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he created the world. He could do everything and still taking care of the world. He's taking care of everything. After he made HaKadosh Baruch Hu known to everyone, Amru Hazal b'Midrash, She'amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Abraham, Atta tafasta umanuti bo ulbosh libushi. Imken, matzinu di Abraham Abinu, be'emet hayam mishtamesh b'sharbito shel melech, b'rshut ha'gabuah. So you see that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave permission to Abraham, even though Abraham, he had the anava, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gave him, kibyachol, he told him, you are allowed to use middat ha'gaava just like me. You did my job, now I could do your job, you did my job. So he said, you could have the gaava. So he told him, he said, no problem. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, atta tafasta umanuti bo ulbosh libushi. You are allowed to have gaava just like me. He was mishtemesh b'sharabito shel melech b'shut gavoah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him permission. So now, v'imken la'ish asher ele lo hava amina demutar le'etgaot ulishtemesh b'sharabito shel melech. V'zeo she'amar natati gidula le'Abraham mechamat tzedkuto u'ma'asev v'natati lo gidula. U'b'chol zot, what did Abraham Abinu did? U'b'chol zot, he says, v'anuchi afar v'efer. Im kol ze amar v'anuchi afar v'efer. So Abraham Avinu, I would have thought that he was allowed to have Gaava because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him permission. I would have thought probably Abraham Avinu, he did have some Gaava because he's doing it with permission. Bechol zot, the Gemara is teaching us, even Abraham, he was very humble. He said, Anokhi afar v'efer. Lemoshe v'Aharon, same idea. Amru v'nachnu ma, v'haynu, de'amru hazal b'yalkut tehillim, mezmur kafdalet, melech basar v'adam, en mishtemeshim b'sharbito. ומשה נשתמש בשרביתו, שנאמר ויקח משה את מטה האלוהים בידו. You see that משה רבנו, he took the stick, his מטה, משה רבנו, פסוק כל זאת, ויקח אלוהים, ויקח משה את מטה האלוהים בידו. כי ביכול, he took the שרבית of הקדוש ברוך הוא, השם gave him permission to use it. So I would have thought, משה and Aharon, they do have the permission to have גאווה. אמור מעטה, היה מקום שמשה ואהרון יכולים להתגאות. לזה אמר למשה ואהרון, ואמרו ונחנו מה. I gave גדולה to משה ואהרון and said, who are we? They were humble. דוד המלך also same thing. כי ראיתי, פסוק says, כי ראיתי בבניו לי מלך. ופרשו ומפרשים, כי ביכול מלך עליי. When שמואל הנביא, he came to anoint דוד המלך, he came to anoint one of the Yishai's sons. He brought all the sons and he said, "Gama zelo b'har Hashem, gama zelo b'har Hashem." Until he saw David HaMelech, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Kum meshahehu." This is the guy. This is the guy said, "Ki ra'iti bebanav li melech." Hashem told Shmuel Nabi, "You should go to Yishai because one of his sons is going to be king for me." Was been king for me. Li le melech. That's what Hazal says. Ki biyachol malach alai. So you see, ואם כן, היה מקום לומר שמותר שיתגאה דוד המלך. לזה אמר, נתתי גדולה לדוד, ואמר, ואנוכי תולעת ולא איש. והיינו זה נקת אברהם אבינו, משה ודוד ואהרון, שהיה מקום שיתגאו, ואפילו הכי הענבה אזור מותנם. That's what here the Maran Ahidah is teaching us. Therefore the Gemara picked these three or four tzaddikim to teach us, only by them we saw that they do have permission to have Gaava, but nevertheless, they were very humble. That's what the Gemara is teaching us here. And the Gemara continues, Amar b'Yohanan, Gadol mash ne'emar b'Moshe v'Aharon, yoter mash ne'emar b'Abraham. So the pasuk that's written about Moshe and Aharon that teaches us their anava is bigger madriga than the anava of Abraham Avinu. Why? Deilu b'Abraham, keti v'anuchi afar v'efer. ואילו במשה כתיב אנחנו מה? By Abraham, who am I? Abraham studying הקדוש ברוך הוא, I'm like the dust, like the earth, like עפר. So, עפר, it has some, he could do something with the עפר. He could be מכסה צועה, he could do something with it. But משה נהרון, what did they say? ואנחנו מה? Who are we? Nothing. That means you see from this Gemara, that משה רבנו, זענבה, is bigger than the ענבה of Abraham Avinu. And what type of Hanafa Abraham Abinu had? Abraham Abinu, he called himself Anukhi Afar Vahefer. Moshe Rabbeinu is less than Afar Vahefer. We're nothing. So now, hey, now we go back to by us here. Now we have a good Kal Vahomer. Why? If Miriam Nebi'ah, she spoke Lashon Hara about whom? About Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? He was less than Afar Vahefer, the Gemara says over here. And Bechol Zot, she got punished. You're speaking about Afar Vahefer, you're talking about Eretz Israel. Now you're learning the Hamur from the Kal. That's what the Rashi is telling us over here. Now you have a good Kal Vahomer over here. Why? Because Moshe, according to himself, according to his, he was Mahshib himself, less than Afar Vahefer. So now you have a very good Kal Vahomer. Now he could learn from there. Now we go back. That's what Rashi meant to tell us. Shelach lecha anashim. What's lecha anashim? Ledatecha. According to you. That means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, in my eyes, you're hashub much more than Afar Vaefer. There was nothing to compare. You're very hashub in my eye. I gave you permission to use my stick. From here you see how important you are in my eyes. But according to you, Moshe Rabbeinu, even though I gave you permission to have the Gava, but you chose to be Anav, and what type of Anava? Bigger than Abraham. You said that we are, I'm nothing. I'm not even Afar Vaefer, less than Afar Vaefer. So according to you, according to your opinion, Moshe Rabbeinu, you could send Miraglim, yes. Why? Because the Miraglim, they do have Kal Vahomer to learn from. But according to me, I am look at you, Moshe Rabbeinu, as much higher level. So the Miraglim, according to my opinion, Kibiyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, they do not have Kal Vahomer to learn from over here. But according to you, Shelach Lecha, Leda'atecha, they do have Kal Vahomer. Therefore, you could send them. That's here what the Mefarshim explain. Right, so also the Hatam Sofer. Hatam Sofer, he's here in Daf Nun Tet, Amud Aleph and Amud Beit. He has a long piece over here. And he is very bothered with this whole idea of the Anyan of the Miraglim. Was it a good idea or bad idea? We see that later on, Parashat Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Am Israel, "V'tekrebun elai kullechem, v'tomerun shlecha anashim lefaneinu, v'yachperu lanu et haaretz." That you came to me and you wanted to send spies to check out Eretz Israel. And the Pasuk said, "V'yitab be'enai hadabar." It was a good idea in my eyes. And so I sent them Miraglim. We sent them Miraglim. So there's nothing wrong with sending Miraglim. And you see Moshe Rabbeinu himself later on, וישלח משה לרגל את יעזר וילכדו בנותיה ויורש את האמורי אשר שם. And also Yoshua ben Nun, he sent Miraglim, שניים אנשים חרש למור, דחו וראו את הארץ ואת יריחו. It's very common. People, they do send Miraglim. So what was wrong over here? They send Miraglim. Was it a good idea? It looks like Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'yitab'enai adabar." It was a good idea. So what happened over there? How come the Miraglim, they ended up speaking bad about Lashon Hara if they were Tzaddikim originally? What happened? All this, a lot of questions he asked over here, but we'll get to our point. He says here, "V'nara lefi aniyud da'ati liyashib kol hakushiyot." How? With this approach. He said, "Dehne masinu b'miraglim al shalosh ofanim." He said, for three reasons, people, they do send spies to check out different land before they capture it. They send in three different reasons why would people send spies. So number one, "Hayahad l'roti hazak ha'am harabhu ואי אפשר ללחום עם מהם בשום אופן, ואם כן, מוטב להניח מלחמה מאשר להסתכן." So the first option why people they send spies, why? Because they want to see if that nation that you want to take over it, you want to take over that nation, probably that nation, they are much stronger than us, and they're going to kill us. If we're going to start up with them, they're going to kill all of us, and it's not worth it. We're going to put ourselves in sakana. That's one reason why people would send the spies. But he said this reason doesn't apply over here, obviously. Why? וזה הצד לא שייך בישראל כלל. Why? כי לא נסתפקו ברחמי שמיים כלל. Do they have question if we're going to be able to win over all these kings over there in Eretz Israel? שם אתנו, אל תיראום. קדוש ברוך הוא with us. Okay? There's nothing to worry about. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, split the sea, brought us a man and everything, Melchemet Amalek and everything, for sure he could do it. It doesn't apply. This first option, not applicable. I said, for a different second reason. V'yassad Shini said, Lahefech, Lada'at ulai lo yistarichu kol ha'am la'alot l'melchama. כי מעטים הם מהאויבים. וכאשר מסינו במרגלים שלח יהושע בעי, you see that the second reason why people do send spies, he said probably you don't need to send a lot of soldiers, you know, to take over that land. With only a few thousand soldiers you could capture it. Like well, you see what Yehoshua ben Nun with Ha'ai, he came to you know, take over Ha'ai, he sent spies also over there, and they came to him, he told them, Ma'atim Mema. He said, you don't have to send the whole nation. Don't take all the reserve, all the soldiers to fight that small town. Only a few thousand soldiers, they're going to take care of it. So that's the second reason why people send spies to see how much ammunition we have to bring, how much soldiers we have to prepare and get ready for this. But he said, this second option also doesn't apply to Israel. Why? Because all of them, anyways, they have to go to Israel. Whether they're going to fight to get Israel or 2,000, 5,000 are going to fight, the rest are going to go to over there. They have nowhere to go. They're going to Israel. So this second reason also doesn't apply. However, the third reason, he says, וגם זה לא שייך במדבר שעל כורחך יעלו כל ישראל למלחמה לישראל, איש מהם לא נעדר. However, there are third reason why people send מרגלים, לדעת באיזה דרך נבוא עליהם, והיותר קרוב, והוא מקום שנוח לכבוש, והמסלה היותר טובה, בלי הרים וגבעות, שקשים לטף ולנשים וכדומה. ועוד, צריכים מקום אשר ימצאו שם ללון להעם הרב הזה, ומאכל ומשקה כפי צורך המחנה. So the third option said you have to see from where you should start to fight on that town, that city, and you have to see now all of us we're gonna go over there. Do we have anything to eat over there? Do we have water over there? We have the whole nation going over there. Where are we gonna eat? Where are we gonna stay? Where are we gonna drink? So you have to find out all these things. So this he said does apply to Israel. Why? Because they need that. They have the whole nation. And they have to see, they have their kids also, they have their wives, they have all of them are going there. They're not going to go fight and leave their kids over there. But they're going to Eretz Israel. He said, וזה היה צורך גם לישראל. אף על פי, that's it. He said, for this, Am Israel, they do need to send Meraglim for the third reason. Now, he's asking on himself, he said, אף על פי שהיה להם הענן, שהיה הולך לפניהם יומם לנחמתם הדרך, והיה להם בעירה של מרים, והיה להם הממן, so really, to worry about mountains and gibaot and hills because of their kids and their behemoth, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because you have anani kabod walking in front of you, straightening everything in front of you. Anani kabod, they straighten out all the mountains. Why? Because they have old kids and behemoth, it's too hard for them to go up and down. Anani kabod, straighten out everything. And you have Be'erash el Miriam brings you water, and the man, B'zchut Moshe Rabbeinu, you have everything. So also the third reason, Chaura doesn't apply to Israel. Well, you want to see from where you should, from where you should go fight with them because you need water, you need this. You don't need water, you don't need anything. You have Anil Kabod, you have Be'erash and Mariam, you have man. You have everything. However, he says, Makol makom, haya lahem hakol b'zchut Aharon u'Moshe u'Mariam. V'hem ametu kodem k'nisatan l'Eretz Israel. והקדוש ברוך הוא כבר רמזה למשה בסיעת מצרים. אני תודם, עתה תראה אשר יעשה לפרעו. ופירש ראשי, עתה תראה, אבל מלחמת 31 מלכים לא תראה. He said, you're right that they do have ענני כבוד בירה של מרים and so on and the man, but all this is going to stop because all these three צדיקים, they're going to die before they enter Eretz Israel. You see, also הקדוש ברוך הוא, he hinted it to משה רבינו, before he took them out of מצרים, now you're going to see what am I going to do to פרעו. But what am I going to do to the 31 melachim in Eretz Israel? You're not going to merit to see it. Why? Because you're not going to enter Eretz Israel. So he already knows. And not only this, you see, that's with Parasha. Ukbarat nabbeu Eldad u'Medad b'machane. Eldad u'Medad mitnabbeim b'machane. What kind of nebuah they were mitnabbeim? Ba'al Torim brings down over there. He said, mitnabbeim is Rashi Tevot. Moshe tanuach nefsho began Elohim. Yehoshua machnisam. So they already they have the nebuah, they have the prophecy that Moshe is gonna die, he's not gonna enter Israel, so they're not gonna have man, they're not gonna have an anikabod, they're not gonna have Birash and Miriam. So they need to send them raglim for the third reason. ועל כן, ותקרבון אליי כולכם, ותאמרון שליחה אנשים לפנינו, וישיבו אותנו את הדרך אשר נעלה בה. כן? לזה האופן תכוונו. האופן השלישי. For the third reason, that was the מחשבה of עם ישראל. However, משה רבנו, אך משה לא נתייאש מלעבור את הירדן, שהרי אפילו הייתה לאחר גמר גזירה על ידי ממריבה, בכל זאת, הרבה והפסיר הרבה בתפילתו, וחשב שיתיר את הנדר. מכל שכן עתה, שעדיין לא נגזר הגזרה. כי אם הבין, כן מאחורי פרגוד, אז פשיטה שחשב לעבור את הירדן, ואין צריך למרגלים כלל. He said, all this is true only if Moshe and Aaron Miriam, they're not going to enter Eretz Israel. But here Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, who said I'm not going to go to Eretz Israel? Of course I'm going there. Even though, what are you going to tell me? He heard the hint from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, because of the hint, خلص Moshe is going to give up. He's going to tell them, yeah, you're right, you have to send Meragdim for the third reason. Also, the third reason doesn't apply to us. Why? Because what are you worried? What are you going to eat? I'm walking with you to Eretz Israel. You're going to have man, you're going to have Ananikab, you're going to have Berash and Miriam. Like the Gemara said, even though Aaron, he passed away, Ananikabot, they came back with Moshe and Miriam. Miriam passed away, Berash and Miriam, he came back with Moshe also. So they had all the three, Ananikabot, Berash and Miriam, and the man, all three b'zchut Moshe at the end. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, what are you worrying about? I'm going with you to Eretz Israel. There's nothing to worry about. Even third reason doesn't apply to you. Okay? As I said, even though that Hatam Sofer is saying here, even though he heard the hint from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Moshe is not going to go to Eretz Israel, he said, because of the hint, Kadosh is going to give up. He said, you see, even after there was Gezerah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore, Lachen lo tabiyo ta kaal zeh. What's Lachen? Lachen lashon shibu'ah. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had shibu'ah on Moshe not to go to Israel, he still vayet hanan al shem ba'ayet ha'ilimor. 515 teflot he prayed. He'd never give up, Moshe Rabbeinu. Now because he heard the hint, he's going to give up, he's going to tell him, yeah, you're right, for the third reason, you do need to send Meraglim. He said, Hasve Shalom. You don't need to send a miraglim. I'm going with you, nothing to worry about. The first reason doesn't apply. Second reason doesn't apply. Third reason also doesn't apply. Now, when Moshe, he came to ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, should we send a miraglim or no? Am Israel, they came to him, he told them, at least for the third reason, we have to send miraglim. Why? Because we heard Eldad Medad saying that you're going to die, Moshe Rabbeinu. Should we send a miraglim? Moshe, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe doesn't want to send Meraglim. Why? Because if he's going to send Meraglim for the third reason, that means as if he's approving that he's going to die, he's not going to go to Eretz Israel. He said, no. I'm going with you, even third reason doesn't apply. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu thought. So he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, should I send Meraglim or no? They're saying that I'm going to die before I enter Eretz Israel. But you think I'm giving up? I'm never giving up. I'm going to pray. So if that's the case, should we send a miraglim or no? That's what he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem told him, "Lo ratza lahlit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo ratza lahlit sheyishlach miraglim. Kim lidatecha?" Why not? Why Hashem didn't give him straightforward answer? Because it's up to you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Avon Memeriba didn't happen yet. So now that you have the free will, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, it's up to you. If you're going to do Avon Memeriba, then you're not going to enter Israel. If you're not going to do Avon Meribah, you are going to go to Israel. So it's up to you. I cannot give you. You have Bihira Hafshit. I cannot give you an answer. If I'm going to give you an answer, as if I decided on you. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him an answer. He said, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu yodei atidot, mokol makom ha-bihira biyad ha-adam. Haken amar, ani eni mitzavecha, ela lidatecha, tishlach im terzeh. It's up to you. It's depending on you. If you're going to do Avira, you're not going to go to Israel. So it's only up to you, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to reveal what's going to be to Moshe Rabbeinu because otherwise there's no b'hira for Moshe. Therefore, he told him, I'm not going to tell you yes or no. It's up to you. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem told him, it's up to you. He didn't get clear-cut answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, if I'm going to send him because of the third reason, then as if I'm stamping that I'm not going to go to Israel. So no. You're not going to go because of the third reason. You're going to go because of the first reason. What's the first reason? You want to see if we're going to go over there, maybe the people over there are very strong, and we're not going to be able to beat them. We're not going to be able to conquer that land. So probably it's not worth it. Why should we put ourselves in a dangerous situation? So that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, he sent them. But what are you going to tell me? Moshe Rabbeinu has safek. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to win the 31 Melachim, of course not. The reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, he sent them Raglim for the first reason why, because he wanted to show Am Israel, take a look over there, send them Raglim, let them see how strong the people over there, let them see how bad the fruits are over there, how bad the fruit over there they're going to be. And why? Because now Am Israel, they're going to see, after we're going to go to Eretz Israel, we are going to capture Eretz Israel, we are going to kill all these 31 Melachim, now we're going to see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, even though they were such Amalekim, Amalek Yosheb Eretz Negev, they're all Amalekim, they're all Geborim. Bechol Zot, we were able to win them. And even the fruits over there, they are so bad in Eretz Israel. And after we going to go to Israel, the fruit going to be so good. So you see how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. But if you're not going to send them Meragdim, you're not going to know, you're not going to realize the good that Hashem did for you if you're not going to send them Meragdim. Because you're going to think, probably the people over there, they're very weak, therefore we were able to beat them. But now that you can send them Raglim, you're going to see the people over there, they are Arim Besurot Beshamayim. The world series, and the people over there are very, very strong, and the fruits over there are very bad. And you're going to see all these things. And Bechol Zot, we're going to go over there, and you're going to see how love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has toward you. That's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, he sent the Meraglim. He told him he should go for the first reason. And the Meraglim, not Hasv Shalom, again, not Hasv Shalom that he's suspecting that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki hazakum menu Hasv Shalom. Hasv Shalom, that wasn't his intention at all. And the Meraglim themselves, that wasn't, even though Moshe Rabbeinu told them you should check Eretz Israel for the first reason, that wasn't their intention. Ela, just like what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind, what we just explained. To show Ben Israel how strong the people they were over there, and Bechol Zot, we want them. Now when the Meraglim, they went over there, that's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu sent them for the third reason, not the first one. Now when the Meraglim, they went over there, they saw exactly the opposite of what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, you're going to see how bad the fruits over there. They said, the fruits are so good. You can see it, how strong the people over there. He said, if they are strong, why they have such a big world series? That shows that they are very weak. That goes exactly the opposite of what Moshe Rabbeinu sent them for. Now they said, oh, if that's the case, that probably Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't understand Kibyachol what's going on. He sent us for the first reason. Probably he himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, was scared maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot fight against the 31 Melachim. In the beginning, at the moment when he sent them, they didn't have such a mahshaba at all in their mind. But after he sent them and they saw exactly the opposite from what Moshe Rabbeinu told them, now they suspected probably Moshe Rabbeinu himself. He has a safek if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to win over the 31 Melachim. So they said, if Moshe Rabbeinu, he has a safek. And we also heard that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die before he enter Israel. How are we going to take care of over there? Therefore, they came back and said, no, kahazakum menu. Moshe Rabbeinu was right. Ya hazakum menu. We cannot go over there. That's what happened over here. That was the problem over here. That's how we explained the Hatam Sofer. Said the whole idea. Said, really, Moshe Rabbeinu, he sent them. He was supposed to send them for the third reason. But he didn't send them for the third reason. Why? Because if he's going to send them because of this, as if he's approving, he's going to die. He said, no, I'm not going to send them. We're going to send from the first reason. That's what they got mixed up. That's how we explained the Rahatam Sofer. And we see later on, the Pasuk said, וישלח אותם משה לתור את ארץ כנען, ויאמר אליהם, עלו זה בנגב, ועליתם את ההר. The first place you should go to check out Eretz Israel, where should you go? בנגב, in the south. What the south? Obviously, they were going north. They were going from Mitzrayim, they have to go north. But he meant the south of Eretz Israel. You have to go up to the south of Eretz Israel. That's where you're supposed to go. He should go over there and check out the places where it came to Haris Mahi, Beit Ami, Yosheb Aliya, Hazaku, Arafe, Amatu, Imram, and so on and so forth. That's where he sent them. Rashi said, why Moshe Rabbeinu told them to go in the south? Why he chose you should go to the south first? So Rashi says, Hu haya hapsolet shel Eretz Yisrael. The south was the bad part of Eretz Yisrael. The worst part of Eretz Yisrael was the south. Shekein derech ha-tagarim, marim et ha-psolet te-hala, v'har kach marim et ha-shebach. That's what he quotes here, Midrash Tanhuma. He said, that's a businessman. What does he do? A customer comes to him. He wants to buy a watch. He doesn't show him the $10,000 watch in the first place. He shows him the $299 watch. He said, no, I want to buy it for Father's Day. And it's something more hashub. He shows them $200. So, no, I want more hashub. Then until he shows him, he opens up the safe and he shows him the beauty, the nice piece. But in the beginning, he doesn't show it to him. He shows him, you see here in the showcase. He could choose from there. That's how Moshe Rabbeinu, the same thing. They're going to Eretz Israel. He wants to show Ben Israel Eretz Israel. How's he going to show it to them? We're not going to show them Dushnash of Eretz Israel first. So no, first he show you the worst parts of Eretz Israel, which is Ben Negev. And after that, Ba'alitei Metahar, then you're going to see everything. But in the first place, you should go to the worst part. That's here what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them. That's the Dibrei Rashi. I saw the Rabbeinu Bahya, he says over here, he said, what does mean Alu Ze Ben Negev? What's Ze? He says here, Rabbeinu Bahya, Alu Ze Ben Negev, Matesh lo Masar Lahem, Kedei She'in Natzlu Miyadam. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the Meraglim his own stick. The stick that he hit the ocean with the stick that all Aseret HaMakot, they were written on it. And the Shem Meforash Hakuk inscribed in it. All these things, they're in the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. He gave them that stick to the Meraglim. So it should be safe from what? From all the people over there, the Amalekim. Or if they're going to see them, they're going to kill them on the spot. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave them his own stick, like Shemirah Baderech. How do you know this? Because the Pasuk said, Alu Zeh Ben Negev. What's Zeh? He was supposed to tell them, Alu Ben Negev, Ba'alitim Etahar. What's Zeh Ben Negev? Keti Ba'acha Alu Zeh Ben Negev. Ukhti Ba'atam, Ve'etamateh Hazeh Tekah Be'adecha, Asher Ta'asebot Ha'oto. So he gave them his own stick. That's one pirush. Ve'esh Omrim, Masoret Shem Ben Yudbet Masar Lahim. Ke'enyan Shekatub, Zeh Shemi Le'olam, Kedeh She'ilchu Be'shalom Baderech, Ve'en Natzlu Miyad Ha'anakim, Kach Ra'iti Ba'midrash. He said he gave them Shem Meforash, gave them Shem Ben 12 Otiyot, and that's Alu Zeh Ben Negev, Zeh is Gematria 12. He taught them the Shem Kadosh that's made out of 12 letters, and he told them with that Shem, it's going to be Shemira and the Drachim, that's going to save you, nothing's going to happen to you. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu he sent with them. Why he explained like this? Because the Pasuk said Alu Zeh Ben Negev. Now the problem is, why he says Alu Zeh Ben Negev? We told you the Pirush of Rashi, he told them you have to go in the south, but also you need to understand a little bit more also what does mean Alu Zeh Ben Negev? What is he hinting for them? That's the one Pirush Rashi told us, but we'll see Be'ez Hashem also a different Pirush. What does mean Alu Zeh Ben Negev? And Ba'al HaTurim here, he tells us Alu Zeh Ben Negev Ba'alitem Et Ha'har. He said Et Ha'har, what's a gematria? Et Ha'har. He added it up. It's very easy. You have the Taf and the Resh, that's 600. Hey and Hey is 10. And Aleph, 611. 611, Gematria Torah. Gematria Et Ha'ar, Begimatria Torah, Sheta'amod Lahem Zechut HaTorah. You have Zechut Torah, don't worry. Zechut Torah is going to be with you. There's nothing to worry about. That's what here Ba'al HaTurim. You have to understand what's the connection, what does he mean here, over here. Et Ha'ar, Gematria Torah. What was he teaching them? Alu Zeh Ben Negev, Alitem Et Ha'ar. What he wants from them? I saw beautiful pirush that brings down the Meshech Chokhmah. But maybe before we get to the Meshech Chokhmah, we go back to Parashat Beshalach. Parashat Beshalach, when the Torah is telling us about Melchemet Amalek, the pasuk said, "Ve'yabo Amalek ve'lachem Yisrael v'fidim, ve'yomer Moshe li'Yoshua be'har lanu anashim ve'tzeir lachem ba'amalek." Yoshua was chosen to go fight against Amalek. He's the one. Kadosh Moshe Rabbeinu, he chose Yehoshua. You have to fight against Amalek. And Yehoshua, he went. Ve'yasi Yehoshua kasher amar lo Moshe lelachim ba'amalek. And at the end, the Pasuk said, ve'yahalosh Yehoshua et Amalek ve'et amo lefi harib. Yehoshua, ve'yahalosh Yehoshua. What does ve'yahalosh? So, ve'yahalosh Yehoshua, we have the Rashbam. It tells us here, ve'yahalosh nitzaham. Kedichtib, kol anot halusha. But he won the war. Yehoshua ben Nun won the war. Let's hear what Rashbam writes. But I saw the Da'at Zkenim explains over here. He writes here the Da'at Zkenim ala Torah said, Vayahalosh Yehoshua, likach ketiv vayahalosh, velo ketiv vayake. Why doesn't say vayake? That's a normal language that Torah uses. Vayakem lefi harib. Vayakum lefi harib. That's many places it says vayake. Why it says ויחלוש לפי שעמלק חוזה בכוכבים היה ובחר לו אנשים שאינן עתידים למות באותה מלחמה. אז עמלק, they were expert in כשפים. Therefore, the Haskuni says something cute here. He says, when Moshe, he told Yehoshua, he told him, בחר לנו אנשים וצא לחם בעמלק. You have to choose people from us and go fight against עמלק. What do you mean, choose people from us? What do you mean, choose which people? You choose. What type of people he has to choose? He brings down here the Haskuni. Bihar lanu anashim shenoldu ba'adar ashini. Ve'in lahem liram mchashifut. Shehare in bo mazal. Ubnei amalek mchashifim hem. Ve'yesh lahem yicholet b'12 mazalot. Abal ba'et she'in bo mazal, in kishufam matzliyah. He said, they are expert amalekim in kishafim. And Kshafim, they apply to 12 months of the year, but in a year that there are 13 months, Adar Sheni, there's no Mazal. So those, you have to choose people who were born in Adar Sheni. Those people, they are Lema'la Una Mazal. Even Amalek cannot do anything to them. Bihar Lanu Anashim Shenoldu Ba'Adar Sheni. And then you don't have to worry because of Kshafim of the Amalekim. They can't do anything to them. So here we go back to the Da'at Zkenim. He says, Amalek haya hoze bekochabim. Ubahar lo anashim, they chose Amalek, they chose people from their own, that they saw in their kshafim, that those people, they're not going to die this year. He said, those people, the perfect people to send them to war. Why? Because we see they're not going to die. So that's what they chose. He says here, v'chin Yehoshua asaken, d'chtib behar lanu anashim. That's exactly what Yehoshua ben Nun also, you chose people that they're not going to die this year, you saw in the Kochabim. We also know how to choose people that they were born in Adar Sheni, like the Haskuni said. Those also, they're not going to die. You can't do anything to them. Now let's see who's going to win now. Your Kshafim says that your people, they're not going to die this year. And we send you people that they were born in Adar Sheni, nothing's going to happen to them. You're not going to be able to do anything, any harm to them. Who's going to win? He said, וכן עשה יהושע, תכתיב בחר לאנשים, משמע קיימים ובריאים. לכך, לא היה יהושע יכול להורגם. He wasn't able, יהושע בן נון, to kill all these Amalekim. Why? Because they saw in the כשפים that they're not going to die this year. The כשפים, they see that prophesizing what's going to be in the future. That's what it is. And they weren't able to kill them. Therefore, ולא היה יכול ישוע להורגם, אלא חתך ידיהם ורגליהם, וזהו ויחלוש. Therefore, ישוע בן נון wasn't able to kill them, but he said, at least, let me cut off their hand and their feet, make them, they can't move, and that's it. Let them stay alive, no problem, let them stay alive. So now they're going to suffer even more. Let's hear what the Pasuk says, ויחלוש ישוע, doesn't say that ויקם, vacant means he killed them, but he wasn't able to kill them. That's basically, Rashi tells us this on the Bekitzur. Rashi tells us here, וַיַּחַלּוֹשׁ יהושע חתך ראשי גבוריו ולא השאיר אלא חלשים שבהם, ולא הרגם כולם. מכאן אנחנו למדים שעשו על פי הדיבור של שכינה. Here he goes a little bit different, Rashi. He said he killed Yehoshua ben Nun, he killed only the top leaders of Hamas, of Amalek. He killed the top people of the Amalekim, and he left the small ones. Yeah? The below haragam kulam. Mekan, from here you learn, she'asu al piha dibur shel shekhinah. Yeah? from here learned that they did only what they were commanded to. Why? Because if they were commanded to kill them, how come they didn't kill, they didn't wipe them out? And now, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you have to kill only, you have to be mahalish Amalek, not to wipe out Amalek. You have to make Amalek weaker. That's the purpose of that war, not to wipe out Amalek. The Pasuk said later on, after that war, ויאמר אדוני משה כי תבזוז זכרון בספר וישים באוזני יהושע כי מחו אמחה את זכר עמלק מתחת השמיים. So that's what Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu. He told him, כי תבזוז זכרון בספר, exactly what happened, this war of מלחמת עמלק, that Yehoshua, he went to fight against Amalek, and he wasn't able to kill all of them because that's what I commanded you to, not to wipe them out. This you have to write it down b'sefer. V'sim be'oznei Yehoshua, let Yehoshua hear it perfectly. V'sim be'oznei Yehoshua. Maze, Rashi says v'sim be'oznei Yehoshua hamachnis et Israel la'aretz, shisave et Israel leshalem lo et gimulo. So Rashi writes here, כאן נרמז לו למשה שיהושע מכניס את ישראל לארץ. Here already Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard from Hashem that Yehoshua, he's the one's going to take them to Eretz Israel. כתוב זיכרון בספר, ושים באוזני יהושע. Why באוזני יהושע? Why not me? I have to know it, because when we gonna go to Eretz Israel, I'm going to wipe out Amalek. I said, no, not you, Yehoshua. ושים באוזני יהושע. He's the one's going to bring them there. כי מחו אמחה את זכר עמלק מתחת השמיים, let Yehoshua know it. And later on, ויאמר כי יד על כי יסיים מלחמה לאדוני בעמלק מדור דור. What does mean? מלחמה לעמלק מדור דור. מדור דור from all the generations. What, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you cannot wipe out עמלק in one second. מדור דור, every generation is a fight, מלחמה, כביכול, Hashem is going to take care of them. No, take care of them. What's the problem? Then why is he emphasizing over here? Ketobzot zikaron v'sefer. You have to write it down. V'sim be'oznei Yehoshua. Let the Yehoshua hear it good. What he wants to tell him. So again, as I told you, the Meshech Chochmah. He tells us here in the Meshech Chochmah. V'yikra Moshe lehoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. Moshe Rabbeinu, he changes Yehoshua bin Nun's name from Hoshea to Yehoshua. There's a lot to speak about it, but it's not the discussion for now. What I mean, his name was Hoshea, and now his name became Yehoshua. You see, later on, Parashat Ve'elech, Pasuk said, Hu veHoshea bin Nun. See, also his name is mentioned also Hoshea. There's a lot to speak about it, but it's not for us now. We'll get to our point. He changed his name. Why he changed his name? Rashi told us, he prayed for him, Yah Yoshi'acha mi'asat ha'mragdilim. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying for Yehoshua that he should be saved from all the Meragdim that they're going to speak bad about Eretz Israel. Torah Tmimah also bothered on this Rashi. Said if Moshe knew that the Meragdim are going to speak bad about Eretz Israel, how come he didn't send them at all? You don't send them. You're praying for Yehoshua. How come he didn't pray for the others? So there's a lot of questions over here, but we'll leave it. We open up Torah Tmimah. We'll get to our point now. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed for Yehoshua. Yeah, Yehoshua, Acha Me'asat Meragdim. He asked here, his brother here, how come Moshe he prayed only for Yehoshua and not for the others? Why not? Because he was his own student. Now you do Efa Ve'efa. You have to pray for all of them. He said, no, Pirush, Deha'am yar'u ahare melchemet Amalek memenu v'chayotzebo. Am Israel, after they went with a lot of wars, Am Israel, but the worst war that they had was with Amalek. Why? Because they're all giants. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara said, how do you kill Og Melech HaBashan? Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amot, the Gemara said. His stick was also 10 amot, and he jumped 10 amot, and he got the Kersulav of Og Melech HaBashan. So they're all giants. Who could fight against them? Am Israel were terrified from Amalek. And especially when Yehoshua went to fight against Amalek, Yehoshua wasn't able to kill them. Whatever the reason, when I go with Da'at Zkenim or the Pirush of Rashi, but what they saw, Am Israel, bottom line, they saw that that Amalek is not dead. They're still around. Am Israel, they were terrified from Amalek. Velazeh Amrum Raglim, when they came back, they wanted to scare Am Israel even more. What they told them, Amalek Yoshe Beres and Negev. They remember Amalek? That guy that everyone scared from? They're waiting for us over there. That's why they mentioned Amalek. There are 31 Melachim over there. They mentioned Amalek to scare Am Israel. You know, Asher Atta Yadata Ve'Atta Shamata Mi Yitzeb Lefnei B'nei Anak. Everyone knows. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Am Yisrael, "Ata yadata v'ata shamata." Who's gonna stand against them? V'laze, for this, yarei haya Moshe, im yishme'u mehalohem Yehoshua melchemet Amalek, ki huwa nilcham im Amalek, as im hu yerpe et yedei ha'am, halo teubat tekva mehem, chas v'shalom. Upashut. He says here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to pray specifically for Yehoshua ben Nun. Why? Because Yehoshua ben Nun, he's the one. He was the general in the war, in the first war that he had with Amalek. He's the one. Ve'yomer Moshe li'Yehoshua bihar lanu anashim v'tzeh lachem ba'amalek. So Yehoshua ben Nun, he knows exactly who's Amalek. He had the first war with him. And if Yehoshua now is going to go with the old Amraglim, Am Israel, if they're going to hear from the other Amraglim that Amalek is staying over there, probably they're going to be scared, probably not. Why? Because Amalek, everyone's scared from Amalek. But if they're going to hear from Yehoshua, that Yehoshua is scared from Amalek, and he's the one who had the first war with Amalek. If he's scared from them, that means really something scary. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed Dafka for Yehoshua ben Nun. Why? Because it's not the same if they're going to hear that all the other Raglim are scared from Amalek, or if they're going to hear Yehoshua is scared from Amalek. Because Yeshua, he knew exactly who was Amalek. He fought with him. That's why he was praying for Yeshua only. And later on, after they came back, he also continues here the Meshach Chokhmah. After they came back, everyone said, "No, we don't want to go to Israel. Ki hazaku menu, we cannot go fight against them." And until Vayahas Kale b'ta'am el Moshe, Vayomer Alon Ale v'yarashnu otah ki yachol nuchala. Here is also bothered. What does it mean? Beyahas Kaleb Etaam El Moshe. What's El Moshe? To Moshe. What the Chaurat's out of context here. Beyahas Kaleb Etaam. Beyomer Alon Ale. What's El Moshe? He said, "Ha'anyan, dehema hayu mefahadim. Mepenish shamu meeldad umedad shayu mitnabeim shemoshe met veYeshua machnis. Verau ki Moshe lo mihabahem velo gazar alehim klum." Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, he heard that Eldad and Medad were prophesizing that Moshe is going to die, Yehoshua is going to take them to Israel, he didn't do anything to them. Yehoshua ben Nun, he told them, "Adoni Moshe Kelaim, they're saying that you're not going to go to Israel. So are you approving this?" He told them, "Me think Kol Am Hashem Nebeim." He didn't answer them. He didn't punish them. There's nothing to punish them for. They were Nebeim. So he said, he didn't do anything. ולא גזר עליהם כלום. ואם כן, להיכנס בארץ מבשר וללחם עם עמלק אשר כבר נכשלו בו בפרשת בשלח ועם ענקים בלא משה, הלא יפלו כולם לפי חרם. He said, even the first war, what they went was the Amalek, when Yehoshua went to fight with Amalek, the Pasuk said over there, I skipped it purposely, Pasuk said, וידי משה כבדים, not this, והיה כאשר ירים משה ידו וגבר ישראל וכאשר יניח ידו וגבר עמלק. So even though Yehoshua, he was the one fighting with Amalek, but who was in the background taking care of that war? והיה כאשר ירים משה ידו וגבר ישראל כאשר יניח ידו וגבר עמלק until ויקחו אבן וישימו תחתיו וישב עליה. But that was משה בנו כביכול, he was in the background, he was pushing the buttons. He's the one. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going to be now? We're going to go to Israel? Said, until now, we thought that Moshe is going to go with us to Israel, and because that we were scared from Amalek. Now that we heard Eldad and Medad, they're saying that Moshe is going to die, and we're going to go to Israel, and we already know who's Amalek. No chance, no shot. Halo yipelu kulam lefi harib. Without Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to win the war. There's no way. ולכן, see here very interesting, ולכן השתיק כלב את העם במה שיחסו את כל המופתים אל משה. He told them, what do you think? הקדוש ברוך הוא is doing all this miracle because of משה? משה is not doing anything. כי אדרבה, גדולתו תלוי בכם. The גדולה of משה רבנו depending on your גדולה, עם ישראל. Why? שכל זמן שהיו נזופים במדבר לא נתייחד הדיבור עם משה. פסוק זה, והיא כאשר תמו כל אנשי מלחמה למות מוקר בעם, והיא דיבר אדוני אליי לאמור. ראשי תלזס on the spot, פרשת דברים, that all the time that עם ישראל they were נזופים because of the מרגלים, קדוש ברוך הוא never spoke to משה רבנו. For personal interest, never spoke to him. For other מצוות that he wants to command עם ישראל, all the 4 years, we got a lot of מצוות. But something personal, Hashem never spoke to him. לא נתייחד אליו את דיבור. Why? Because of עם ישראל. You see, when Am Yisrael did Avon HaAigel, Hashem told him, "Lech red." What does it mean, "Lech red"? Rashi said, "Red m'gdulatcha." Rashi says also over there something scary. He said, "Klum natati lecha gedula ela b'shvid Israel." Now that Am Israel they went down, you also go down with them. So you see, Caleb was telling Am Israel, "You're saying how are we going to win the war of Amalek against Amalek and Israel without Moshe Rabbeinu? There's no shot." He told them, "Hasu shalom. Why are you putting all the gedula on Moshe Rabbeinu? I understand he was the leader and everything, but his gedula is coming from you." So that's what he told them. ולכן אמר, עלו נעלה בעצמנו, בלא משה. וואי, כי אין משה סיבה אצל השם להנהגה הנשיאית. רק האומה הישראלית בעצמה, היא זאת שראויה להשגחה האלוקית הפרטית. וזה כי יכול נוכל לה. We gonna be able to win. Even without משה רבנו. וזהו שאמר, ויהס קלב את העם, במה שמייחסים את הכל אל משה. That's what the Torah wrote, the two words Moshe. Chavrat, as I said, there's no room for these two words here. Vayahas Kaleb ta'am v'yomar alon ale. Vayahas Kaleb, don't say it's everything El Moshe, all depending on Moshe Rabbeinu. No, depending on you, Am Israel. Hashem is going to do a miracle to you even without Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't worry. That's what he told them. Ze al tedaberu ve'lo ya'ale al bechem she'rak b'Moshe talo yonsahon v'ninsim. Lo chen, ela alon ale. That's what he writes here, the Meshach Chokhmah. He told him, don't have to worry about it. But as I said, even though Am Israel, they were still scared. Why? Because, as I said, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was in the background here by Melchamet Amalek. He was in the background. He was Kasher Alarim Moshe Yado. So how are they? How's Caleb convincing them that they are going to win the war against Amalek even without Moshe Rabbeinu? How's he convincing them? And then Fashim, they explain the reason why over there in the first war with Amalek, Yehoshua ben Nun, he wasn't able to wipe out Amalek completely, and he needed Moshe Rabbeinu in the background. Why? Kasher Arerim Moshe Yado, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said, V'chi Yadav Shel Moshe Osot Melchama or Shevulot Melchama. Ela, as long as Am Israel looking up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Am Israel they win. V'kasher Yaniach Moshe Yado V'gabar Amalek. If you think that Kohi V'osem Yadi Asali Tachay Lezeh, then Amalek is going to win. That's what the Gemara told us over there. But here, the Mefarshim explained the reason why Am Israel they weren't able to take care of Amalek the first time because the Torah wasn't given yet. There's no the zechut of the Torah. But now Am Israel that they got the Torah when they're gonna go to Israel, they already have the zechut of the Torah. The zechut of the Torah, the pasuk said clearly, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Yadam Yedei Esav. If Am Israel, the voice of Yaakov is heard in Batei Knesiyot, in Batei Midrashot, you don't have to worry about Esav and Amalek, Aluf Timna, Aluf Alva, Aluf Amalek, Aluf Yetet. You don't have to worry about all these Alufim. All these Alufim, Nitzos Echad comes out from the Torah and burns everyone. So it said, before they didn't have the Zechut of the Torah, therefore you needed the Zechut Kibachol of Moshe Rabbeinu to replace it Kibachol. But now when you're going to go to Eretz Israel, you have the Zechut of the Torah. You don't have to worry about all these things. Even without Moshe Rabbeinu, you will be able to fight against Amalek and you will be able to wipe him out. You don't have to worry. Why? Because now you have the zechut of the Torah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, what Hashem actually was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, "Ketob zot zikaron b'sefer v'sim b'oznei Yehoshua." What does mean? Ketob zot zikaron b'sefer. What ketob zot? Said, you have to write zot. Hachim said, brought down the Midrash, that zot, in zot, el Torah. Shneimar v'zot ha-Torah she'sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Israel. So ketob zot zikaron b'sefer. That even though now the first war with Amalek, when Yeshua he fought against Amalek, he wasn't able to kill them, Ella only via Halosh. That was why, because he didn't have the Zechut of the Torah. But Ketob Zot Zikaron B'Sefer, after you're going to get the Zot of Torah, then V'Sim Be'ozne Yehoshua, Yehoshua is going to be able to take them over there to Israel without you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Yehoshua. Alon Ale, without Moshe Rabbeinu. You, Yehoshua ben Nun, v'sim be'oznei Yehoshua. He, Yehoshua alone, is going to be able, not only le'ahalosh Amalek, going to be able to wipe him out. Why? Because he have the zechut of the Zot. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he ended up over there. Ki melchama le'adonai ba'amalek, m'dor dor. Said, what's it, m'dor dor? Said, dor dor, what's the gematria, dor dor? Dalet resh, it's written dor with advav. Usually you write dor, generation, dalet vav resh. Here it says, dar dar. Why certain without Vav? because we need it for the gematria. It's a door, it's a Dalet Resh, it's 204, Dalet Resh 204, that's 408. 408, gematria Zot. Said, now they have the Zechut of the Zot. Therefore, the Torah here did not write the word door with the Vav, because you're going to mix up the gematria. You need the Zechut of the Torah over here. Here, they're going to go to Eretz Israel without Moshe Rabbeinu, only Yehoshua ben Nun, and still they're going to be able to win the fight against Amalek. You don't have to worry about all the 31 Melachim, including Amalek. You're going to be able to win them. Why? Because you have the Zechut of the Torah. That's what he told them. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, Alu ze ben Negev ba'alitem et ahar. Why he told him you have to go to the Negev? What's in the Negev? Rashi said that he was showing them the worst part, then like a tagar. But according to the way we're explaining it, Alu ze ben Negev, what's in the Negev? When they came, them when the Meraglim came back, they told them Amalek Yosheb Beres and Negev. Amalekim is sitting over there. So he said, hey, don't worry, I want you to know. V'sim be'oznei Yoshua. You have to explain it to Yoshua clearly, that even though you're going to see Amalekim right away, and don't be scared from Amalek, especially you, Yoshua. I prayed especially for you. Yah Yoshua, acham me'asat miraglim. Why not for the others, but miraglim, like we said? Because if they're going to hear Am Israel that Yoshua is scared from Amalek, they're going to be terrified. Therefore, he was telling Yoshua ben Nun, v'sim be'ozne Yoshua, ketob zot zekarom sefer. You, Yoshua, have the zechut of the Torah. Even though you have Aluze ben Negev and you have Amalek sitting ben Negev, don't worry about this, because you have the Zechut of the Torah. That's what Baal Turim tells us here. Aluze ben Negev ba'alitem et ahar. Now we have et ahar gematria Torah. Now that you have the Zechut of the Torah, you don't have to worry not about Amalek, not about Teruan Melachim, even without Moshe Rabbeinu. Alon ale ve'arashnu ota ki achol nuchala. You don't have to worry. Well, as long as you have the Zechut of the Torah, you keep the Zechut of the Torah. Pasuk said, when you keep him b'chukotai t'ilechu, ורדיפו מכם חמישה מאה, ומאה מכם רבבה ירדופו, ונפלו אויביכם לפניכם לחרב. So that's what Am Israel, if you have the Zechut of the Torah, you're keeping the Torah, you're fulfilling the Zechut of the Torah, nothing to worry about. עלו נעלה, כי לחמנו הם. You don't have to worry about them. Said, yeah, we're going to be able to win them. עלו נעלה וירשנו אותה, כי הכל נוכל לה, there's nothing to worry, you have the Zechut of the Torah. That's how the Mefarshim tell us, any person that has the Zechut of the Torah, you have the Zechut of Torah with you, you're learning the Torah, you're keeping the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with you. What do you have to worry about? He said, Otsu Isa v'tufar, Dabiru davar v'lo yakum, why ki Emmanuel? Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. When the person is learning Torah, Hashem is with him, and going with him side by side. But no harm is going to happen to such a person. Therefore, keep the Zechut of the Torah. Alu ze ben Negev, ba'alitim tar, you have the Zechut of the Torah, v'zot ha-Torah she'sam Moshe. Don't have to worry about anyone else. Ki lachmenu hem, you're going to be able to go. And that's what happened at the end. They went to Eretz Israel at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun. All the goyim, they were dying right and left. Why? Because they have the Zechut of Torah. Aron Hashem goes in front of them. That's it. You don't have to worry. That's here the lesson that we have for all of us, that we have to try as much as we could to keep more and more the Mizvot of the Torah. Because as I said, when a person keeps the Mizvot of the Torah, the Midrash said, Shem'uli, שאין האדם שומע עלי ומפסיד. Once a person learns the Torah and he keeps the מצוות, everything, הקדוש ברוך הוא is with him, you don't have to worry about anything, בעזר השם שם שתלבס, we should all keep the מצוות of the Torah, ונלך בהם, באורם נלך בעזרת השם, עד ביד גאול צדק, נמרה בימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנן המלך שאומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל, לפיכך, רבי להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר,